You want to take your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. And the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I want to preach this morning on this thought: from this to that. Amen. From this to that. As we look at this morning, we can see God is a-moving, and God's a-speaking, and God's a-touching. And as Paul's writing to the Ephesians, he's talking about going from death to life. Now, in nature as we know it, in our humanity, we don't have anything that we know of that goes from being dead to being alive. It just don't work that way. Amen. Usually we think in a pretense of being alive and then being dead. But Paul's are talking here to the Ephesians in an opposite. Amen. He said that we were dead. He said, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Amen. He said he's not talking about a sickness, but he's talking about death, something that is dead. Amen. It's not that we're somebody's, or there's something that needs help. They're somebody that needs life. I mean, they were plumb dead. Now he's talking about spiritual life, or talking about spiritual death. Amen. I'm afraid there's a lot of places today that they're just a lot of spiritual deadness. Amen. We need spiritual life today, life in Christ Jesus as our Savior. He said, "You have the quickened," that means to be made alive. Hey, praise God. "Who were dead." How were we dead? He said we were dead in trespasses. Amen. Trespasses is the many, many times that we miss the mark. Now we all strive, the Bible says that we strive for perfection, but we'll never be perfect. I can't even talk most of the time. Amen. But we strive for perfection. We strive to do that's pleasing to God. That's what perfection is, to just doing those things that please God. But he said that we're dead in trespasses and sins. Now, sins are those things that break the heart of God. Amen. That's when we do things that we know that God told us not to do, but we do them anyway. Hello? Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. And it breaks God's heart and makes Him sad. So He said that we were dead, amen, spiritually we were dead because we've missed the mark so many times and we broke God's heart with the way we live. Amen. But why do we do it? It says, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." He said there was a time when every one of us was lost in sin. Every one of us, because the Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. There's none of us that are without sin. Amen. If we could ever, if you and I could ever get a hold of it, that we are all sinners. Amen. We've all sinned. Amen. We're all apt to sin because we live in this. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm saved now." I don't do that. This is, your soul is saved. Your flesh ain't saved. Amen. Your flesh is just like my flesh. Amen. It's apt to do anything. Hello? Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I can." Well, I know that. We try to do as good as we can. But he said that in time past, he said, we walked according to the course of this world. He said there was a manner of living and there was a manner of walking that we were caught up in. If you know, if we ain't careful today, we can get caught up in the course of this world. Amen? This course, where the cosmos in which we live, it becomes part of us. And if we ain't careful, now listen to me, we just start to go with the flow. Amen? Because it's easier to paddle a boat with the stream than is to go against the current.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But if you can't paddle against, praise God, you can always go across current. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take a path of least resistance. Amen. Not go with the flow, but go across the current. He said that we were caught up in the course of the world. Praise God. The way the world was going. He said it was according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, who is the prince of power of this present world that we live in? It's the devil. It's Satan. It's Slewfoot. He's the old discourager. He's the accuser of the brethren. He don't want us to do good. Amen? He wants us to fail miserably. Amen? He does. That's what he does. According to the prince of power, he said he's that accuser. So Paul wrote this here, said, because the accuser's always blaming us. Said, look at them. They're living like the devil. They're living like the world, Lord. What makes you think you want them? Amen. And that's how we all were. That's how we all are without the Lord. Amen. He said, but this is where we were. Amen. He said that the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. Have you ever been disobedient? Amen. Mom and daddy tell you not to do something, but you do it anyway. Now, I know that all these saints of God in here, there's nobody ever done that. Amen. You've always been just a perfect little angel all your life. Well, thank God one of these days you're just going to march in for heaven. He's going to say, well done, that good, faithful servant. Boy, you've been, but it ain't me. Amen. It seems like the more that somebody tries to tell you how to behave and how to act that's proper, the more your flesh wants to rebel against that. And what do? We want to go in the opposite direction. Amen? We want to go in different from what we know we ought to do, and our flesh just starts following it. And that course of the world sucks us up, sucks us in, and off we go. Amen? He said, this is where we're at. He said, the children, the spirit that now works in children. That's that spirit of, you might say that's the spirit of Antichrist. So Paul said the spirit of Antichrist is already in this world. Now you say, well, preacher, I thought that was going to be in the, you know, book of Revelation during tribulation. It is. Amen. But praise God, Paul said it's already working in the children of disobedience. Amen. These people that's working, these people that's not following what God says, not listening to God. It's important that we listen to God. Our lives would be so much better if we could just listen to God. Amen. Because He knows what we need, knows when we need, knows how we need it. God knows us. God knows you. God knows me. He said, this is the course that we've caught up in when the devil was leading, when we were listening to him, the spirit of the devil was leading the children that were disobedient. Amen. But one day we grew up and wisdom come along. Hello? Wisdom come along. Wisdom come to from your house where you live. Amen. And he said, Jesus ain't pleased with you. I knew a long time before I was ever saved. I told somebody last night, I was giving my testimony, I said, I knew a long time before I was ever saved that I was a sinner. Because at seven year old, my granddaddy hung me out and shook me out over hell. The fire and the brimstone and the smoke was coming up. I was scared to death to look down. So I knew where I was at. The course that I was walking. Amen. And for 7-8 years, I was just looking, Brother Chris, I was looking for a place to get off. Amen? I was looking to change my direction. That's what Paul's telling him here. He said, this is where you were. He said, you've quickened. He said, you were dead and trust by sin, but you've been made alive in Christ. He said, you were going down the wrong road. You was going. Your destination was unsure. Amen? Tell you, if you're following the world, if we're going to follow the devil, praise God, there ain't no telling where you'll end up. Amen. In this world, but praise God, we know where we'll end up afterwards. You'll end up in hell with him. Amen. He said they're the children of disobedience. Yet among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. Amen. Now what is that conversation? That's that manner of living. Amen. In time past, we live differently. Let me just say this morning, young, as an authority of the Word of God, once you say born again, praise God, we'll start wanting to live differently. Because Jesus moves in your heart, Holy Spirit, we begin to let Him take control, and He begins to move us in a different direction. He comes into where we are, and He starts looking around. And He sees some things in there that's not pleasing to God. And the Holy Spirit starts saying, hey, listen, you don't need this. Amen. He looks around some more and you don't need this either. Amen. He starts cleaning up. I need Him at my house more and more. Amen. Praise God. I told my wife, I got so much junk in my building. I'm going to get me a big old dumpster and I'm just going to load it up. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost of God will do if you'll let Him. He'll come in and all that junk that's in the house, He'll get rid of it for us. Because the Lord says that this is the way you were, praise God. And He said, because the reason you're like it is because the lust of your flesh and the lust of your mind. Amen. Your mind to play tricks on you, make you think you've got to have this stuff. Hello? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He'll say, you got to have this stuff, and so your flesh chases after it. Praise God. And God, the Holy Spirit, He'll say, you don't need that stuff at all. All you need is Me. All you need is My guidance. All you need is My love. All you need is My fellowship, and I'll fill that up for you.
Amen.
Amen. I'll make that difference in you. Praise God. That's what happens when you're saved. When you're born again, because we was traversing the course of this world, the cosmos in which everybody's running to and fro, and God said, I want to take you out of that and put you on a narrow path that leads to righteousness. Amen. He said, that broad way leads to destruction. But I won't lead you in the path of righteousness. He said in conversation in time past in the lust of your flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind. And Bart, now watch this. And said, were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now, right here we could take and point our old long ecclesiastical finger at somebody else. And we can say, well, preacher, you know, I'm not as bad as they are. Amen. I'm not as bad as she is, but we're all bad. Amen. There's none good, no, not one. And we all need help from the Lord to keep us on the straight and narrow, to point us in the direction He'd have to go, to keep us on a course that's not the course of the world, but it's the course of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. The direction that we need to go. So He said we were in bondage unto this. Amen. So what He's saying is we need to go from bondage, praise God, to freedom. To be cut loose. See, we're bondage to the world. We were bondage to the flesh. We were in bondage to the devil. Hello? Devil's having a heyday today. He is literally having a heyday today. He's running to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, and he's finding a lot. Just scarfing them down to swallow up. Amen? But he said it don't need to be that way because the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen? We can't be free by yourself. He said, this course that you're on, you can't break from it by yourself. There's a lot of people I talk to and they'll say, well, preacher, if I can ever get things right, if I can ever get my life straightened out, I'll come to church. If I ever get my life straightened out, get things under control, I'll come up there and be with you. Guess what? They're never going to come. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. The course of this world just keeps dragging you and dragging you and dragging you. And no matter how you stiff leg and hold back, praise God, it'll keep dragging you down the wrong direction. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and life to begin to offer you freedom. Amen. And we have freedom in Christ our Savior. So that's what Paul's trying to tell us here. He said, this is the course of the life that we were living, amen, outside of the Lord. But true freedom, it comes through Jesus Christ. It's eternal. It's a lasting freedom. Look at verse John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12. Josh read this morning, I believe. John chapter number 12, in verse number 23. He says this, and Jesus answered him, saying, the hour hath come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now I want you to notice that should be. The hour has come, the hour is right now, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Jesus needs to be lifted up in every life. He needs to be lifted up in every home. He needs to be lifted up in every church. He needs to be lifted up in every nation. You say, Pastor, what would that do? That'd change the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, you can't because of Muhammad, because of Islam, and because of Buddhism. And praise God, if Jesus was lifted up like he ought to be lifted up, he's already overcome all that wickedness. Amen. Praise God. He'll have preeminence in the life of our people if we had lifted him up. That was his answer. When the Greeks come to see him, when they was folks that needed to see Jesus, they come to Philip and said, we would see Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 24 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground, die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, but he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. See, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, now watch this, and where I am. Jesus said, where I am. Amen. Where I am. Amen. Praise God. Where he is. That's the thing to be. That's the place to be. That's our objective today, praise God, is to go from here to yonder, from this to that, with Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God, to let go of this life down here one day. Praise God, just to count it as naught, and just seek the Lord with all our heart, and glorify him. And if we glorify him, praise God, he'll lift us up with him. So if any man serve him, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I into this world, it's this hour. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, now watch this, and will glorify it again. The Father said, I've lifted you up and I'll continue to lift you up. If we want to be lifted up, we need to be followers of Jesus. And as the glory, somebody ought to jump up and take a spell because, praise God, when we lift him up, praise God, we get lifted up by the Father. Amen. Praise his holy name. That gets you over on shouting ground. Amen. Praise God. In the hands of an almighty God. Said if we'll lift him up, we'll be lifted up. Amen. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. But listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Praise his holy name. I'm talking about going from bound, praise God, from bondage to freedom in Christ Jesus your Lord. And when you're free in him, you're free indeed. Amen. Praise God. It just gets better and better and bigger. Josh was saying in Sunday school this morning, praise God, it gets out of the banks, praise God. It gets you out of that wading water over into the swimming waters, praise God. You get up over your head, praise God, where you can't do nothing about it. Just enjoy the Lord carrying you through, praise God. Taking you to places that you've never been in Jesus. Amen. You know, we miss out so many times, church. God bless your sweet heart. We're missing the things of God because we just don't sell out and just get in. Just get in and allow the Lord to take us, praise God, out of the bondage of this world into the magnificent grace of God. delivering us over on yonder shore. God a working in you, accomplishing, praise God, that great purpose that He has for me and you. Do you know God's got a purpose for you, a plan for you? Amen. Look back on Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you believe that Jesus does shoddy work? Now, Josh said in Sunday school this morning that Jesus was a master carpenter. Amen. They don't do shoddy work. And if something ain't perfect, praise God, they won't put it together. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said, praise God, He's being that master, the master craftsman. Praise God. God the Father's putting it all together. He said we're His workmanship, creation of God, praise God, in Christ Jesus. Unto good works. To do those good things. God said, this old flesh will ride you like a hound dog, like it'll ride you like a horse. Praise God. And say, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. And we can't, but Jesus can. The Holy Spirit in our heart, praise God, can do wonderful and marvelous things in the life and of His people. Amen. Praise God. He is that perfect sense of all that's done. Amen. Praise God. So we see the Lord from death to life. Amen. This and into that. From bondage unto freedom. But then we see Him from the tomb to the throne. Amen. From the tomb to the throne. Hey, we're with Him. We're in Christ. Verse number 6, Ephesians chapter 2. And he said, verse number 5 said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, made us alive, together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. How are we saved? By grace. That's God's unmerited favor. You can't work your way in. Amen. You're saved by grace, the grace of God. The unmerited favor of God. He said, and hath raised us up together. Amen. So you see what He's done? He takes us from that old tomb of death, desolation. He brings us up, makes us alive in Christ. If you ain't got Christ this morning, you're dead. Amen? You're dead. Amen. If you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not a head knowledge. It's not knowing Him in your head. It's having Him in your heart. That's the difference. That's the difference between being saved and not saved. It's when the Holy Ghost, God dealt with your heart, showed you you're an old sinner and you need a Savior, and you say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. That's what He did on that Wednesday night, 1976. I knew I was an old sinner. I was mean as a junkyard dog. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God dealt my heart, and I know that already. That little old preacher said, you don't have to die and go to hell because Jesus loved you and He died for you. If you believe in your heart, confess Him with your mouth, you shall be saved. I said, glory, hallelujah. It couldn't be that easy. Amen. But it is. To believe on Jesus Christ and be saved. Praise His name. He takes you from being dead to bringing you to life. He said, hath raised us up together. Amen. And made us sit together in heavenly places. Now watch this. In Christ Jesus. Now look what God has done. He said He hath. Now watch this. Because of He's rich in mercy. And for His great love wherewith He loved us. Amen. Now wait a minute. Didn't say that He loves us. Said He loved us. Before we knew to love Him. He loved us. As Sis said a while ago, ere I knew Him, He loved me. Amen. When I was rotten and a scoundrel, He loved me. He come to where I was and showed me that love. Praise God. Died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. Set me free from the bondage of sin, that person that I used to be. And making me a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm somebody going somewhere now. I was just no loser bound for hell. Amen. All of us, before we were saved. You're just a loser bound for hell. Following the prince and power of this present world and the course thereof. Amen. Just trucking along, thinking everything was all right and somehow it's going to change all by itself. But it didn't. But Jesus came along. Amen. Just like old John was baptizing down there in the river that morning, and he looked up and said, "Behold, here comes Jesus. Just walking down the road." Amen. John's down there in the pool, he's baptized, and he looks up there and down the road, here comes Jesus. And he crossed over the crest of the hill, and there's the Son of God. Amen. Praise God with the sun, the S-U-N, shining on his back. Praise be to God. And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Amen. Amen. Jesus did that for you. Jesus did that for me. Praise God. He made me somebody. Put my name on the roll, praise God, that I'm one of His. Bless His holy name. Said, raised us up together and made us, now watch this, sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He didn't ask us if we wanted to. Hello? Come on now. Stay with me. He didn't ask us if we wanted to sit with Jesus. He said, God Almighty made us to sit with Jesus. He made it possible. He made, praise God, the objective to be in Christ Jesus so that where He's at, we are also.
Amen.
Amen. Our conversation in times past was lust and desires of the flesh. But He said, because He's raised us up, amen, He brought us out of the tomb of death, and He brought glory, hallelujah, brought us to the throne of mercy, pray God, and set us down at the right hand of the Father. Glory, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus our Savior. We're His workmanship, creating good work in Christ, and the good works God hath before ordained. See, God said beforehand, I planned this out. God said, I made it possible so that you could be saved. Amen. Praise God. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I lifted you up so that you could sit beside of my Son on the throne of glory. Praise God. Amen. But with His victorious Son in heaven. That's where we are today. Amen. Praise God. That we can live a life, praise God, with the Lord. Amen. Not to be dead. He said we're not supposed to be dead. He said, but we're supposed to be alive. He said, you've been quickened. He said, you've been made alive. That was dead. Amen. But there's a lot of people, listen to me. There's a lot of people that's still dead in their trespasses and sins. Amen. Still going on, bebopping along this world, thinking everything's okay. And we're living in a day and an hour, it's hard to persuade people that they's a right and they's a wrong. Amen. And the right way is so much easier to live in the will of God than to live in the wrong way outside of God as a child of disobedience, because the wrath of God will abide on you. I don't know about you, but I never did like whoopings. Amen. Now I know in day and hour they say, well, preacher, I don't believe you ought to whip your kids. The Bible says you should. If you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Amen.
The Bible says, He said, if you don't whip them, if you don't discipline them, you don't love them. Amen. The Lord, God, He sometimes gives me a pretty good whooping.
Amen.
He gets to my hide, praise God. He shows me the error of my ways and the goodness of His, and He does it because He loves me. Amen. And those times when God chastens me, praise God, and brings me back to where I need to be, circumspectly with Him, praise God, it feels so much better when you get there. I mean, you may be rubbing, oh man, Lord, that smarted. But praise God, I'm glad it brought me back to where I need to be. It refocused my thinking. In other words, the Lord knows how to get your attention. Amen. It's sad when we have to wait. The Lord takes something that we love in order to get our attention, to get us to realize how much He loves us and how much He wants to help us. But He said, because of what He done, this is where we're at. We were in sin and trespasses. We'd missed the mark. We'd broke the heart of God. But God came along, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, He came along. Amen. We deserve wrath, but He offered us mercy. I love the way God does this here. He said, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. And he says, how did He do that? How was that even possible? And he says in parentheses, he said, by grace you're saved. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love that He has for me and you, He saved us by His marvelous grace through faith. You know what we got to do? Just believe that He loves us. Believe that He loved us. Believe that Jesus died for us, praise God, that He was the propitiation, that price for our sin, that He redeemed us unto Himself. Amen. And because He redeemed us unto Himself, because He paid that price, He paid the price of a purchase, that now we can walk with Him, we can live with Him, but we're seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. It was the perfect, it's not of works that we've done. It's the finished work of Calvary that we've been made perfect. Amen. Amen. It's what Christ did for us. Look at Colossians chapter number 2. And I'm going to finish up right here, right quickly. It's not our perfection. Amen. But it's the completeness, amen, the perfection of Christ Jesus that we're living, that gets us up there with Him. Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 9, it says, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead vitally. He's all you need. Verse number 10, it said, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. See, He supersedes the prince and the power of this present world. He's already defeated him. Amen. He's a higher authority. Praise the Lord. We don't have to cave in. We don't have to do what the devil wants us to do, because we've got a higher authority. He said, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. He said there's a separation's taking place. Through the sanctifying power of God, He's separating us from our sins. As we look more at His Word and we begin to rightly divide the truth, God begins to show us, praise God, that separation that's needed to get us out of that course, to get us, keep us from going down that river of life. It's going to take us over the falls. Amen. He said, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him, here we go, from the tomb to the throne, are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. Praise God. Said we enter into this through baptism. Praise God. We sell out. We go into water and grave. We come out in newness of life to follow Jesus and live for Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you just some of your sins. Now all has forgiven you all trespasses. Every time that you've missed the mark, every time you've went in the wrong direction, pray God, Jesus Christ can forgive you. Amen. Bring you. See, when we realize that Jesus loves us and He's willing to forgive our sins, now does that mean that we sin more? No, God forbid. It means, praise God, that Jesus keeps us, He keeps us from sin. He points us in the right direction and helps us to follow therein. Praise God. And having forgiven all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And look at this, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Amen. All of our transgressions, all of our sinfulness, Christ took to the cross. nailed it to His cross, blotted it out. And having spoiled principalities and powers, that's those principalities of the high, that's the world that we live in, the course that we're, the devil wants us to follow. Amen. He made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. That worship means that He put them on display. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And one day, now listen, one day in a little while, God's going to put us on display. Praise the Lord. He is right now. That in the ages to come, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. That one day in a little while, it's not going to be long. He said, I'm going to put you on display. Amen. To just show the grace and mercy and the love of God. Amen. He said He's gone. Jesus said, if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. And He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Think about this. Just etch this into your mind. Think about it. In God, in Christ, treasure chest, trophy display, He's got a place for you. Amen. A place for you. I mean, it's unique. It's your spot. Amen. And God says, one of these days, I'm going to show you. I'm going to put you there on display for all of heaven to say, said, these are those I chose that chose to love me because I first loved them. Praise be to God. Won't it be something to be able to just sit there and look around that all those set on display, boy, with a big old smile on their face, with a humble heart and a smile, joy radiating from your soul because God chose you, God called you, and you answered that call. Like old prophet, you said, Lord, here am I. Send me, and I'll go. Amen. Because this is what we were, but then that is what God has ordained us to be. He said, because we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Have you settled in your heart just to do the good things of God? And allow Him just to be the good God of your life? Get out of the mainstream of the world and get into the good stream of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Like it's been said this morning already, just take this Word and begin to plant it in your heart. And just see the magnificent power of God. You know, if we can, we'll get started, and we'll make a commitment. We'll start a devotion. We'll set a time. But if we ain't careful, it's not long before the old devil starts snatching that away from us. Amen. He'll start snatching and say, "You know, you really just don't have time." That's a lie of the devil. We'll make time for whatever we want to do, and it's time. It's time, Brother Bill. We make time for God. For God and His goodness. Amen. Because He's taken us from this to that. He give us a promise and a hope that's out of this world. And all we got to do is just trust the Lord Jesus Christ that He'll help us to get there. Amen. He'll bring us up out of that tomb and set us on the throne of glory. Set us on display one day in a little while.